You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure law President Biden signed in November included $65 billion designed to help get high-speed internet to more people, with an expectation much of that expansion will be targeted to rural and low-income communities. Now, exactly how all those billions will be distributed is still being worked out. But in the meantime, many states aren't waiting. They're boosting broadband access using another pot of cash, tapping into pandemic relief funds from the American Rescue Plan Act, a law which included about $360 billion for broadband investments and support. Anna Reed is a senior officer with the Pew Charitable Trust's Broadband Access Initiative.
In terms of the funding that states have allocated, the vast majority of it is going towards broadband grant programs, which generally prioritize last mile service, so that service that connects, you know, homes and businesses in rural and unserved areas. So, you know, the areas of their state where people don't have reliable service or reliable access to broadband. And this aligns very much with how states have been investing through their state grant programs over the last several years.
How big of a deal is this amount of money flowing into these types of investment right now in the larger scheme of things?
Between the broadband funding available in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and the funding available through the American Rescue Plan Act, it's really the most significant investment that we've seen in broadband. You know, if you look at state programs over the last few years, they've been steadily increasing the amount of funding they were appropriating to their programs. But even some of the best funded programs, Illinois, for example, had $400 million total, you know, are significantly less than the amounts of funding now available with the American Rescue Plan Act and Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act funding available to states.
In many places, even sort of knowing where the need is for broadband infrastructure can be pretty hard to come by. Is any of this money going to help update, say, broadband maps so they can be more strategic with these investments?
With the available funding, states are investing in mapping and creating a better understanding of where some of those gaps in access are and what some of those specific needs are. Connecticut, for example, has set aside some funding. Rhode Island has also set aside funding to create broadband maps. And Tennessee set aside $500 million total of their ARPA allocation for broadband, $400 million for infrastructure, and that's going to be distributed based on an updated map. So they're making that investment in mapping prior to allocating those infrastructure funds or to granting out those infrastructure funds.
Anna Reed is a senior officer with the Pew Charitable Trust's Broadband Access Initiative. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.